October 23rd, 1994. I'm sorry that we're missing a few seconds from the beginning of the commentary.
10 righteous minutes ago, the city would be spared. With this, Abraham was completely satisfied. We have seen from the previous accounts of Abraham's hospitality how his life was dedicated to the task of enlightening people, teaching them to be righteous. Here too, in pleading for Sodom, he begged that the city not be destroyed for the sake of the righteous. When he was assured that Sodom would perish only if less than 10 righteous men were found there, Abraham demanded no more. He neither supplicated nor pleaded with the Almighty for the sake of those who were not righteous. This too, as mentioned concerning Noah, was before the Torah was given to us with its command of love thy neighbor as thyself. The last of these three great leaders, compared by the Zohar, is Moshe, called the faithful shepherd, Rei Ne'eman of his people. How perfectly he justified this title when he pleaded with God for the Jews, after almost the entire nation had sinned by worshiping the golden calf, and the Almighty wanted to destroy them all. Moses pleaded for forgiveness. Not only did he refrain from asking that he and his family be spared as did Noah, but he even threatened, and if you do not forgive them, then blot me out from the book that thou hast written. And Moshe prayed not only for the people of Israel, but for their right to the land of Israel. As he said, remember Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, your servants, that you swore to them by your name, and you spoke to them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. May his prayer be fully answered, literally nowadays, with full security for Israel in Agiula Shleima b'Mehero v'Yameinu.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi.